On the other end of our line is Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson. Mr. Patterson, how are you?
I'm fine, Tony. Good morning.
When I knew I was going to have you on the program, I hope I don't give my age away here, but I remember hearing you have great conversations with J.P. McCarthy on WJR, and I remember how you were always looked upon as combative and feisty, and you know, I just got to thinking that you're a kinder, gentler L. Brooks, aren't you?
A kinder, gentler, and maybe older L. Brooks.
Well, I know that you've been working a lot when it comes to Main Street, and I know that you're going to announce at a news conference tomorrow that the city of Clawson will become the 12th Main Street in Oakland County. Talk about this.
The Main Street program is a national historic preservation effort, not by the government. It's, the headquarters is in Washington, but it's a private sector effort. And what it does, it tries to preserve the heritage and the history of our country, and basically focus on the cities. When I first read about it, they had 1,700 cities in their ranks, and now have close to 2,300 cities in one county. We joined. And now the county has become the conduit for bringing in all this talent, urban planners, urban architects, designers, you name it. And we go into our towns who apply. Now, you just don't walk in. You're in a mentorship for like 2-3 years to get ready for membership in the Main Street Oakland County effort. And we now have, we'll soon add our 12th city and then our 13th, maybe another few months. Oakland County has 61 communities, but we have 32 downtowns. The rest of the area, of course, are like townships where I live. So we're trying to preserve the history of our cities going all the way back to 1820. And what happens is they come in, and the city preps itself for a couple of years, and boom, in comes the talent, in comes the investment from the private sector, a lot of private-public partnerships. And we've been able to rehab our downtowns. And, you know, I'm not kidding, Tony. The metamorphosis that occurs between the city before it was in Main Street, let's say 5 years later, it's incredible. So look at Rochester. Look at Royal Oak. Look at Ferndale. Look at Holly. Look at Farmington. Look at Lake Orion. You can actually see and feel the difference in downtowns. And when we're done, that's going to be another 10 years. We take maybe a city a year to join Main Street. We got 32. Maybe 15 years. But when it's done, we're going to look back over our shoulder. Our downtowns are going to be healthy, vibrant. Main Street is going to be occupied, maybe 95, 90% occupancy. That's been our experience. Plus a lot of private investment and a whole lot of jobs being created along the way. It's really one of those few programs that you see offered, in our case, by Oakland County. It really does work, and I invite you down to take a look.
You know what's interesting about this? It had been discussed in the past when you talk about dealing with old infrastructure like that, because here in Lansing there's a lot of old buildings that because of plumbing and electrical and so on and so forth, you can't deal with it, tear it down and rebuild. But that's not true anymore, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, if we're finding ways to go back in. I mean, we don't rip up all the streets and put in all new sewers and so forth, but a lot of what we do is, some of it's underground, a lot of it is, street, the new streetscapes, the bricks, the decorative light posts, plantings, and so. And when you drive through these towns, like I just mentioned, some of the nicer ones, more obvious ones, it has a new sense of, I don't know, vibrancy to it. It's preserving the best of the past and preparing for the future. And we it's just one of those programs, frankly, that I've been involved in over my career in politics and public service. I look back and said, I'm glad I joined this program because I am truly bringing a real benefit to our local communities.
We're talking with Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Brooks, do you think Governor Snyder is doing a good job?
I think so. He's pretty, if you wanted to get someone in there who's not afraid to take on some sacred cows and make some changes, and I think you got to give Snyder good grades. Do I agree with everything he's done? Probably not, but I do admire the fact that he is, you know, moving peace, and that's what he was elected to do.
What could he do better?
Well, from a politician's point of view, I mean, he's got to get out there and impress the flesh with the Republican stronghold and his base, if you will. He came in as a self-described nerd. He likes to be a policy wonk. He likes to work behind the scenes and design programs that he thinks fixes the problem, and that's good. And there's room for that. But he also has to get out and meet his base and talk to the real people who voted for him and who he's going to have to convince he's getting the job done. What he could do better, I think he he sees a problem, he tries to fix it. I'm not sure that his advisors are looking long-term what some of the ramifications might be. I really was not a supporter of taxing pensions, and I got a hold of some of his people and said, hey, I can get your $400 million. It won't cost you a penny. I put Racinos in the 7 racetracks that are left in Michigan. That will generate between $400 and $500. It's not a tax. It's a user fee. People who choose to go to the track and bet would be funding that $400 to $500 million. I mean, that sits out there. That's low-hanging fruit. I don't know why we don't go to Racinos. Well, I have a racetrack in Oakland County. It's Hazel Park. The Hazel Park City Council voted 7-0 in favor of a Racino. The communities that have the track are not threatened by bringing in an additional layer of gaming. They want it. They depend upon it. It's a job creator for them. And if they don't get it, they're going to lose these tracks around the state. And we'll suffer the loss of an entire industry. At one time, the racetrack industry employed really a couple hundred thousand people in Michigan.
What's your thought on medical marijuana? How are you dealing with it in Oakland County?
Well, it's a law enforcement issue. Bouchard is the lead officer in that regard, Sheriff Bouchard. I'm not a big fan. I was prosecutor for 19 years. I think marijuana is a drug, and we've got enough drugs already legalized. When do we need to legalize another one? They talk about the medicinal benefits of medical marijuana, and they sold it to the public on that basis. And I think most of the people who voted for it saw somebody, you know, in hospice or in a hospital or completely suffering in those final days. And if you can ease the pain, all of us would say yes, by all means, give them a joint. But now kids 21, 22 get these cards mostly from unscrupulous doctors who just write these things like autographs. And we have tens of thousands of people who now think they can just simply go out and smoke marijuana because they got a card. And that's never what was envisioned by this change. And now the legislature is going to go back and I think tighten down a poorly drafted amendment to Michigan's Constitution. It's caused all kinds of confusion down here.
All right, final question for you. Got a minute left. How's Dave Bing doing? How's Detroit doing from your perspective?
Dave is doing the best he can, but he's got some huge mountains to climb. I don't know if he underestimated the challenges, but I think he is struggling, not because he doesn't have the wherewithal, the competence. It's that the problems of Detroit are so, so massive.
All right, Dale Brooks Patterson is the Oakland County Executive. Brooks, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your day.
I shall, you too. We'll do it again sometime.